right, so the next category that they surveyed for indicators of sin in cities is the title lust. They measured it by 5 different categories. Today we're going to pray about 3 of them: adult entertainment establishments per capita, erotic burlesque events per capita, and a Google search interest index for XXX entertainment. Jesus addresses this problem in 1 John 2:16 when he says, "For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, and the pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world." Let's pray for 3 things regarding the physical establishments, immoral events, and online harlotry: the ones responsible for tempting the public to sin, the people who visit these places, and the victims of those who provide the desires, the lust of the flesh, those that have been victims of sexual trafficking, and those who have succumbed to this line of work. So the San Bernardino ranked 10 out of 182. 10. Yeah. So the seat of our county, the county seat, ranked number 10. So it's in the top 10 for lust. Yeah. Rancho Cucamonga was the next, and it ranked 64 of the 4 cities that are in our county. 64 out of 182. Ontario ranked 93 out of 182, and Fontana at 113 out of 182. Now, we weren't able to find all of the details of the numbers that they have. We looked at some of the sources that they used and tried some of them. So we just looked up adult entertainment, and that would include escort services and gentlemen's clubs. We were pretty shocked that there were over 13 in San Bernardino area. Ontario had 9, our Rancho Cucamonga had 9, and Fontana had 11. There were also some in Victorville and Rialto, and that's just what is known, not those that are unknown or hidden or found other ways. The erotic burlesque events, so these are events that promote certain things. Again, we were pretty shocked. We used Eventbrite to look for this, just as they did. And over the next 2 months, there was listed 12 events, just in the next 2 months. And again, they were pretty disgusting. Let's put it that way. They were pretty bad. When we did the Google search interest index for XXX entertainment, we gave up. So the measures just showed that a lot of people look for that. So Father, we pray your word first. You say in Matthew 5:28, you say to the everyone who looks at a woman with a lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart. So Father, we pray for men and women to not look at others with lustful intent. We pray for conviction. We pray for the one that they're looking at to look back at them and make them have the fear of God. Galatians 5:16, but I say, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For those that are believers, we pray that they will walk by the Spirit and not gratify the fleshly desires. Colossians 3:5, to put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. God, without you, we can't do these things, but we pray for believers to be able to say no to this. We thank you that you overcame the power and penalty of the sin. And so, God, we come to you and ask that you would help believers everywhere to put to death these passions, these impurities, these immoralities, in the mighty name of Jesus. In 2 Timothy 2:22, you say, so flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. We pray that they would spend more time seeking things that are above than things of this earth, that people will be very careful on what they watch, what they go to. I know that we know that if you go online, it's so easy to click the wrong button and take you to places that are inappropriate. So, Father, we pray that they will not do that. There will be conviction. We pray people will pray over their laptops, their cell phones, their whatever tool they use, their computers, whatever tool, TVs, and really ask that they would watch things that are only of you and not go to places that sell any of this stuff. In Job 31:1, I've made a covenant with my eyes. How then could I gaze at aversion? So Father, we pray that people will make a pact with you and keep that vow and ask you to help them. 1 Corinthians 6:18, flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the sexually immoral person sins against their own body. Father, we ask that they would recognize that this is what they need to do to flee, just like Joseph did when that wife came to him and wanting to make it appear that he and try to get him to have sex with her, he ran. I pray, God, that people will run from it. I pray also that we pray that people, as they go by any of these places or see anything that's inappropriate, that they will pray for the salvation of those involved with the establishment. We pray for these, there would be less adult entertainment establishments that would be replaced with a healthy business, that people who own them will get saved and change the business, that people attending these places on ground or online will be convicted and sentenced and delivered and set free. Those who are victims from sex trafficking would be found, counseled, healed, released, and find new edifying work. We pray for transformed lives. They would hear the gospel and the gospel would set them free, for it is the power of God that changes our lives. That those who succumb to this line of work for the money would see its long-term damage to multitudes and would be sorrowful about it and change their line of work. We pray, God, for the takers of these things would get higher penalties than those that give it. Oftentimes the prostitutes would get pulled in, but the ones that took the prostitution never got any penalties. So we pray that there would be laws out there that would stop even the ones that go in and take advantage of these people. In the name of Jesus, this is a big problem. We know that the harlot is mentioned in Revelation, and she tries to get everybody to drink of her horrible stuff. We know about Jezebel. But God, you are greater because you made us all, and you gave us the power over sin, and you are there for us to submit to you. You say, resist the devil and he will flee, in Jesus' name.